It's called a senseless survey, which means it's just like nonsensical questions, trivia questions that we ask, right?
General knowledge.
Yeah, general knowledge.
Like type we think of stuff. Most people will know. Mm-hmm.
Let's say hi to Megan calling us from Madison. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hey there. Megan, you want to know a fun fact about me?
Sure, tell me.
Ben would have been named Megan if he was a girl.
Yep. Had my parents had a girl and it was me, they'd have named me Megan.
Should we try out the Megan and Kelly show?
I guarantee that it wouldn't be spelled the same.
Oh,
how do you spell it?
Yeah, how's your name spelled?
Megian.
Wow.
So you have the H, but then you also have an I thrown in there, too.
Yes. My mother just wanted to drive me crazy, I guess. But Megan. I did the same thing with my daughter.
Okay.
Is your daughter named Megan, too?
No, my daughter's name is Faith, but it's P-H-A-I-T-H.
So my middle name is Aaron, and it's, how do you think that's spelled?
A-A-R-O-N?
Nope.
A-R-I-N.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My name's just... don't use the word different. We use the word unique.
Yes. Unique.
Yes. Well, it's just K-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to spell it K-E-L-L-I or K-E-L-L-I-E. Everybody.
Well, Megan, we're happy that you're here. Megan's got, she's a brunette, drives a Jeep, works for Norton Hospital, and has been married for 5 years.
Awesome.
Sweet. Megan, you ready to do this?
I am.
Yeah.
You a little nervous?
I am.
Okay.
I really want to take my 8-year-old to the theme park for the first time.
I hope.
If you've heard this show.
Kelly, no, nothing.
I'm just saying.
All right, here we go.
We
first
have low
question.
Standards for performance.
What's the name of the dad in The Simpsons?
Homer.
Yes.
All right. Do you think this person knows?
The Simpsons?
I feel like they're going to know,
yeah?
Right?
You think, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, it is pretty common. Yeah. All right.
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
Oh.
I'll say Keith.
Simpson.
Keith Simpson.
Keith Simpson.
Oh. That is crazy.
I was on.
How do you go through? They've been on the air for like 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How do you not, even if you've never watched it once in your life, I feel like.
That person has never seen a television.
Yeah.
Or a meme.
I've never watched it.
He doesn't have a telephone or a phone.
Yeah, obviously. All right, Megan.
Yeah, I've never watched it and I still knew.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Same.
Obviously, Megan, you are smarter than that person. Here we go. Next question. How many stripes are on the current American flag?
13.
13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, common knowledge.
Yes.
Do you think
I am very patriotic? I have a flag on my arm.
That's right.
On your arm.
Yes.
Is it tattooed or is it just like a temporary tattoo or what is it?
It is tattooed. I have an American flag on my right arm.
There you go.
I love it.
All
America.
Right. What about this?
Oh, good question.
Oh, do you think this person knows?
Doesn't sound like it.
All right. You're going to say no.
Good question. I think that does. Lead you to think they don't know the answer.
Okay, so you both say no.
Oh, good question. There are 50 stars, I know that. I think there are 13 stripes.
Yep,
oh,
got it right.
Look at that. Pleasantly surprised.
Sometimes they surprise you, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Megan, here we go. Macbeth, Hamlet, Much Ado About Nothing, and Romeo and Juliet are all plays written by which famous playwright?
Shakespeare.
Yeah, obviously. Everybody knows Shakespeare.
Bill Shakespeare. Yes.
Billy Shakespeare. Wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
Yeah.
All right, do you think this person?
Who wrote those plays?
Who wrote those plays?
Oh, it really feels iffy here.
Who wrote those plays?
Oh. I don't know, maybe not.
Okay. Kelly, what do you think?
I feel like...
Those are famous plays!
They are famous.
But you know what? Here, Megan, between you, me, and Kelly, I feel like we are a trio of knowledge. We maybe have more knowledge
more
than
cultured.
The average person. Yeah, maybe we're just more cultured. I don't know.
That's
maybe.
What it is. She's
maybe
not
it's because we're older, you know? I'm in my 30s. If it's a 20-year-old or lower, then
All right, so are you saying yes or no? They're going to know it or not?
Probably not.
Not. All right, Kelly?
No.
No.
Who wrote those plays? How would I know that? I'll say Albert Einstein.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my goodness.
She was just grasping at someone who was old.
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein, theory of relativity.
Yep. Famous playwright.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Dude did it all.
Yeah, people didn't understand, though.
The
he was really good.
Of our country coming out.
Yeah,
dude did it all. Oh, my God.
Doesn't it scare you? This is the future of our country.
Yes! Oh, we should really make them take a test before they can vote.
Last question.
Yeah.
What does IPA stand for?
That's tougher.
That is a little tougher.
That is tougher, especially if you don't drink those.
Uh-huh.
If you don't drink those, ooh.
That gave you a hint.
I was going to say, did that give you a clue? Did you not even know what an IPA was?
No.
Ah.
I do know it's a beer.
It is a beer, yes. It is a beer.
A beer?
You got someone
India
else helping.
India Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah. Google helped you out there. Yes, India Pale Ale. That is right.
No, actually, my friend did.
Good thing you have a Lush in your corner.
Yes, smart friends.
All right, so Megan, do you think this person...
IPA?
Do you think they will get it right?
Probably, because they sound really excited about it.
IPA!
That is true, but I was going to say you and I both did not know.
Mm. And it's a female, so.
And it's, yeah.
All right, so she says yes. What do you think, Kelly?
I don't. I'm going to venture to say that she's going to say I didn't know it stood for anything.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All right.
IPA, that's beer, right? I think it's Indiana Pale Ale.
Oh, so close. Indiana Pale Ale.
Oh, Indiana Pale Ale.
That was so close.
Wow.
Indiana Pale Ale.
Indiana's all like, thanks for the credit.
Oh, I know. Megan, you know what? You didn't do great. I mean, you did well yourself. You
right.
did okay yourself.
Yeah, we're not going to blame you for not knowing IPA.
Yeah, so,
you don't
so,
drink that. That's not your world.
Yeah, that's not your world. That's,
I don't drink, so.
Yeah.
That's good.
See?
That's good. So, hey, we're going to hook you up with 4 tickets to Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay here on the 99.7 Days of Summer.
Oh, my God, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hashtag
worth it. I'm excited. I get to take my kid to a theme park for the first time.
Oh, you know what?
This is great.
We are so happy that we are your first.
Why'd you have to make it awkward?
That sounds a little...
It sounds awkward, right? Yeah. He makes it awkward. He has a talent for making things awkward.
Don't tell my husband that.
All right, Megan, hang on the line another quick sec. We're getting a little bit more information from you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, all the learning that happened.
I know.
About IPA.
IPA, tattooed Megan, spelled with a different like name.
Indiana Pale Ale.
It's all great. All right, so there it is. It's your senseless survey here this morning on 99.7 DJX.